And once again, welcome back here to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbin here with you on this Wednesday morning. Again, filling in for Bill Small. He is out today. So stepping in here as we now talk with a couple representatives from the K-State Extension Office. I'm here with Holly and Davin. They've got some things they'd like to talk with us here today about, I hear, on Green Side Up. So, Holly, we're going to go ahead and start with you here today. We kind of talked a little bit before we got on the air, and you'd like to talk about a kids' camp that is kind of coming up here real soon. What can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, so school's getting almost to the part of being done, and we start to think about all the things that are happening in the summer, and camp is one of those things that we think about having our children participate in. And so we have several opportunities for the kids to participate in a camp called Kitchen Kids Camp. And the camps are located throughout the Wildcat District area. We have camps in Cherryvale, Fredonia, over at Greenbush, in Parsons, and in Independence. And so there's seven different camps that the kids can choose from. And all of the camps are the same, so the information that we teach will be the same, but they're just located in different parts of the district.
Yeah, sure. And so tell me a little bit about this camp. You said all the information is going to be the same, no matter what location you choose. So really, you get just choose the one that really suits your needs best. But what kind of stuff are the kids going to learn at this camp?
Right. So basic cooking skills. So it is a cooking camp. They will be in the kitchen. They will be learning things like how to read a recipe, taking that recipe and measuring ingredients. So they'll learn how to properly measure ingredients to make sure that their recipe turns out correctly. They will learn skills like grating fruits and vegetables. They'll be using a knife to actually cut things up. We will be using a whisk, mixing things. Those kinds of skills are the things that we'll talk about in the camp.
Okay, for sure. And so logistics-wise, is there a cost involved with this, or what's kind of the process of registering and preparing to send your kid to this camp?
Right. So if they're going to go to Greenbush, they register through Greenbush's website. If they're going to go to any of the other camps, they can call one of our offices to get the information. There's a registration link online, and so all the registration is done online. The cost for the camp is $20 for the ones that are outside of Greenbush, and they're a three-day camp, so they're for 2.5 hours each day for 3 days. The first 2 days of the camp, they actually learn the skills and the cooking and prepare food each one of those days, and then they actually eat the food that they've prepared. The third day, they do a little competition. So they work in groups of about four children together, and they have a leader in their group, and they prepare a meal using all of the ingredients that they have to choose from. Mm-hmm. So they can choose different ingredients and prepare a meal based on my plate or using all of the food groups.
Awesome, yeah, and all the food groups there. You're going to be learning, I would presume to be learning how to make some healthy food. Is there kind of a emphasis on nutrition and just staying healthy?
Yes, we have some information about nutrition that we share with the kids. We talk about the ingredients and what nutrients each one of the ingredients has in the recipe. They learn about my plate and how to select a plate that is nutritionally balanced. And then when they're preparing their competition meal, they focus on that and try to make sure that they're including foods from all the food groups.
Awesome. And so is this kind of, how many years has this camp kind of been held? Is this the first year, or has it been held in the past?
It was held last year, was the first year. This is the second year, and we're hoping to make this an annual event for kids. Last year we did four camps. This year we're doing seven. So we've expanded, almost doubled the amount of camps that we've had. If you're interested in, as a parent or an adult, if you're interested in helping with the camp, you can give me a call at our office in Independence. Or if you're interested in finding out more information about the camp, you can also call that number. The number is 620-331-2690.
Alrighty. So obviously, you're expanding this, so it proved to be pretty popular last year then.
Yes, the kids really enjoyed it. We have a YouTube video on Kitchen Kids Camp, And it is extremely fun to watch that video and see the kids. Their eyes light up. They're making the food. They're excited about it. And it was a very good experience for them last year. And so we wanted to make sure we offered that again this year and expanded it to be able to reach more youth.
Absolutely. And so, of course, you know, it is a popular event. Is there any kind of limit to registration Is there any kind of deadlines we need to know about? Any limits on how many people can participate?
Very good question. And yes, you need to register soon because we are limited to 12 students in each one of the camps. And some of the camps are at 8 and 9 right now. So space is limited and it is filling up fast. So I thought, do another push here for letting people know about it and bringing awareness to it. And I would assume that by the end of May, the camps will be full.
All righty. So people, you need to get on it. You need to get on it real quickly. So any other information that you feel like we should know about this camp?
Oh, goodness. So the kids come and they learn the information, but they also get to go home with an apron. So they'll have an apron that says Kitchen Kids Camp on it when they leave. And that's an apron they'll get to keep and use when they're at home as well.
Awesome. So hopefully that can help convert some of the kids. You know, cooking's a great life skill to have. You know, food, it's expensive. Eating out's very expensive. I learned very late in life how to cook a little bit, but let me tell you, it's a good skill to have. So this is a great opportunity for kids to kind of get a head start on all of that there.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
All right. So we thank you, Holly, for stopping by and telling us a little bit about this camp. And of course, remember, registration, or, well, should I say, the end of the month. You really need to get on this kind of thing because spots are going to fill up fast.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and take a break here to the top of the hour. I've got news coming up here real soon. Fox News, of course, local news with Brian Klein. When we come back, we'll talk with the Dave in a little bit. She's got a couple workshops. And of course, we'll also talk about sheep and goats as well. So make sure you stick around. Again, Greenside Up right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbutt here with you, filling in for Bill Small once again as we're back for the second half of Greenside Up. I'm here now with Adavin, who's got a couple things to talk about here today. Adavin, once again, good morning. And as I understand it, you've got a couple workshops to announce first and foremost.
Yes. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. The first workshop that I wanted to mention briefly is the Pond Management Workshop, which is happening this evening at our Girard Extension office. That program will begin around 6, and it is free to attend. With the warmer weather coming up, if you own a pond, you might start seeing more algae or aquatic weeds in your pond, or if you just have questions about fish stocking or anything related about pond management, this would be a great workshop to attend. And as always, after the workshop, if you have those questions or concerns, you can give me a call at the office and I would be happy to visit with you about them. And then the other program I wanted to talk a little bit about is our Youth Tractor Safety Program, and this will be on June 2nd and 3rd. It's a Thursday and Friday at the Research Center in Parsons. They're on Ness Road, and this training is required for youth ages 14 and 15 who are going to be working on a farm this summer that isn't a family farm. So if they're going to be working for a neighbor or a friend, then they are required by Kansas law to have this training. And this training will be going over tractor safety as well as some just general equipment safety and a little bit of livestock handling safety as well. So it is a pretty comprehensive training. The cost for it is $10 for kids to attend, and that does include lunch for both days. And the program will start at 9 and go to 3 on both of those days.
All right. And so, of course, these workshops, do you have to attend in person? Is there an online option? Or because I know you mentioned it is at the Girard office. So is this something you're going to have to attend in person?
Yes. Both of these workshops are in person only.
awesome. So let's go ahead and move on to our second topic then. Obviously, we'll look forward to those workshops. But today we're talking about spring management for sheep and goats. Of course, we are in the midst of springtime. And of course, those sheep and goats, they don't take care of themselves. You got to help them along a little bit. So what do you have for us today?
Yes. So spring into summer is kind of a big management time for sheep and goats. Of course, those lambs and kids have been weaned, or breeders are getting ready to wean them. And for folks that aren't familiar with livestock terms, weaning means separating those kids and lambs from their mom. So they're kind of grown up, they're big kids now. And then it's a chance to get those does and ewes in condition for breeding season later on this year. So as you're working your sheep and goats this spring, weaning those kids and lambs, or maybe you've already weaned them, now's a good time to evaluate your does and ewes to see what body condition score they're in, if they need to put any extra weight on before breeding season. Maybe you have one that didn't take last fall. She didn't raise kids this spring, and you're going to be deciding either to sell her, or maybe you want to keep her one more year, but maybe she needs to lose a little bit of weight to get in condition. So for body conditioning scoring sheep and goats, it's a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being emaciated, so super skinny, and 5 being obese. So typically we're shooting for about a 3 body condition score, and this is just a good amount of fat cover over the back between the ribs and the hips, so on that loin area, and down along their ribs as well. So enough where you can still feel the backbone, still feel the ribs, but it's not super obvious. Another thing to check along with body condition is their Fomantia score. So this is the color of their inner eyelids, and this helps determine whether they have a problem with internal parasites, especially barber pole worms. They're a blood-sucking parasite, so if they have a heavy load of barber pole worms, their inner eyelid color will be a light pink to white color, and that means you need to deworm them, treat them for those internal parasites, because this time of year we all love the warmer weather, and parasites do too. They really thrive on the warm weather and increased moisture, increased rainfall that we have this time of year. So it's really important this time of year to manage your internal parasites with your sheep and goat herd. So to be checking their body condition score, that Fomantia score, their hair coat and wool this time of year. If goats get a rough hair coat or sheep start to lose some wool, those can also be signs of internal parasites. And even working your sheep and goats once a month, if possible, just to double check them, whichever one shows signs of having problems with internal parasites, treat those. Don't treat your entire herd, because we are starting to see problems with parasites becoming resistant to those dewormers, which we want to try to avoid. So only treat the ones that need it, and treat them with a dewormer that is labeled for those parasites that you are having problems with. If you're not sure what type of parasites you're dealing with, you can take a fecal sample from a group of goats or sheep in your herd, and you can work with a veterinarian to send that off to be analyzed, so they can tell you what type of internal parasites you have, how many, so then you can kind of narrow in on what your problem is. The other important thing to remember is don't overgraze your pastures, because when you overgraze your pastures, the animals are eating the grass kind of down to the ground, and that ground is where those internal parasites live. So then they're even more likely to pick them up. And of course, when you're feeding grain, feed them in a feed trough up off the ground to reduce the chance they have of picking up those internal parasites as much as possible.
All righty. So all kinds of information. Like I said, there's always something new to learn. So
yes.
If anybody does have any questions, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can reach me at any of our extension offices, the Independence office. Their number is 620-331-2690.
All righty. Sounds good. So thank you so much for stopping by, Davin. Always love to hear from you, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Yep. Sure, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap Greenside up for today. Of course, every Wednesday, representatives from the K-State Extension Office, they stop by, always give us some great information. So I got a weather forecast coming up next. We'll have Fox News coming up at the halfway point of the hour. And at about 8:40 today, it's time for Open Line. I've got a really fun poll question for you today. You're not going to want to miss this one. So on that weather forecast, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.